Good morning, and a warm welcome to our worship this morning, which is being led by our minister, the Reverend Claire Davison. Today marks the beginning of Christian Aid Week, and due to the coronavirus, Christian Aid is moving online. They have built a vibrant virtual Christian Aid Week, so you can take part with our online community, showing love for our neighbours as a global family. Worship will be live streamed each day, and there will be a fun daily quiz to raise funds. Anyone wishing to donate to Christian Aid can do so via cheque made payable to Christian Aid and sent to Mrs. Joan McShane. Please put gift aid on the back of the cheque if you are eligible to do this. Warmest wishes go to Christine Tweedy and Norman Medill, and to anyone else celebrating their birthdays this week.
Good morning. It's good to be connecting together again in this way. Today, at the beginning of Christian Aid Week, I am using the readings and prayers suggested by them, and even a good lot of the material they've given as sermon pointers. Like many church activities at the moment, Christian Aid Week is being done differently. During this time together, we'll have space to read and listen, sing and pray, and remember and acknowledge that we are part of a global community. We are neighbours near and far who are going through this coronavirus pandemic together. Our shared experience will unite us in praise and prayer as one family, separate but together in the home that is God's world. So let us begin in prayer. God of all the earth, be present with us now, in each of our homes as we connect together. Build us into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to you, through Jesus Christ, our risen Redeemer and Healer.
Amen. In a moment, we'll have a prayer of confession and absolution. First off, think how many times you have washed your hands today. We approach our prayer of confession and absolution, mindful of the ritual significance of hand washing in the Bible, which is closely associated with innocence and cleansing from sin. Maybe at the end of this prayer, pause the podcast and go and wash your hands. Let us pray. As we turn on the tap, we turn our hearts towards you, O God. As we wet our hands, renew our thoughts, so we might be transformed. As we lather soap between fingers and all over our hands, purge us from all that brings us harm and might harm others. Remove the invisible guilt and shame that so often keeps us from you. As we rinse our hands, we trust in your overflowing grace, making all things new. In Christ's name.
Amen.
Our first reading is Psalm 31, attributed to King David. Since the words express many of the emotions that we might be experiencing at the moment, we will take the time to read and listen to the whole psalm. As you listen to it, be aware of any verses or phrases that jump out at you, and any phrases that you might find helpful. It is read to us by Richard Byrne.
From the New International Version, Psalm 31. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me, come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Free me from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Redeem me, O Lord, the God of truth. I hate those who cling to worthless idols. I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. You have not handed me over to the enemy, but have set my feet in a spacious place. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and my body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction and my bones grow weak. Because of all my enemies, I am the utter contempt of my neighbours. I am a dread to my friends. Those who see me on the street flee from me. I am forgotten by them as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery. For I hear the slander of many. There is terror on every side. They conspire against me and plot to take my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from my enemies and from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. Let me not be put to shame, O Lord, for I have cried out to you, but let the wicked be put to shame and lie silent in the grave. Let their lying lips be silenced, for with pride and contempt they speak arrogantly against the righteous. How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you bestow in the sight of men on those who take refuge in you. In the shelter of your presence you hide them from the intrigues of men. In your dwelling you keep them safe from accusing tongues. Praise be to the Lord, for he showed his wonderful love to me when I was in a besieged city. In my alarm I said, I am cut off from your sight, yet you heard my cry for mercy when I called to you for help. Love the Lord, all his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord.
Our second reading is John chapter 14, verses 1 to 14. This is part of the long farewell discourse between Jesus and his disciples during the Last Supper. It took place shortly after he washed the feet of his disciples with his own hands. Even though it is the fifth Sunday of Easter, these words have a poignancy and power for us this Christian Aid Week Sunday. It is read to us by Sarah Henderson.
John chapter 14, verse 1 to 14. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. Henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we shall be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you do not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you may ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Thanks be to God.
For some, the Psalms have taken on even greater meaning at this difficult time. While the context of Psalm 31 isn't the same as our circumstances, it expresses the honest emotions of grief and lament that many are currently experiencing. Verse 24 alone is one which many may find helpful to think on while we wait on the Lord for strength and courage. It says, Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. While written as an individual prayer, the psalmist inspires our collective prayer in verse 2 for the global community. He says, God, incline your ear to us, rescue us speedily. Be a rock of refuge for us, a strong fortress to save us. He prays as we do now for God's protection and for deliverance from whatever may threaten our lives. He is also not afraid to tell God how things really are. And this reminds us that God is interested in our physical suffering and well-being. In these days of isolation, when we have had to retreat to the fortress of our own homes, we may gain a new understanding of God as our fortress, the place of security and safety we can turn to. God is not a fortress who barricades us in, but strengthens and reinforces us, enabling us to look out for the most vulnerable, near and far, albeit by phone or from a safe distance. Christian Aid has always been about reaching out to our neighbours. In verse 11, the psalmist talks about his enemies. Some have found it easy to speak of those thought to be carriers of the virus as the other, the alien, holding them in contempt rather than compassion. Or we can find ourselves judging those who've been panic buying while failing to understand the fear that motivates them. Or those we have seen not distancing when closeness may be what they cannot do without. When our own hands and the hands of others have become something of a threat, and when many are no longer experiencing the reassuring touch of a hand on a shoulder, or nor comforted by the embrace of a hug, the references to hands in the psalm are poignant. The psalmist writes of committing his spirit into God's hands and of being in God's hands. He also describes his desire to be delivered from the hands of his oppressors and from that hidden, invisible net which threatens to entangle him. On the cross, Jesus quoted verse 5 of the psalm, "Into your hands I commit my spirit," that committing into God's hands. As we face the reality that coronavirus has and will lead to the end of life for many of our neighbours, near and far, it is into the hands of God we entrust them to his internal keeping. So we look to the gospel passage. The promises in John chapter 14 are often offered as hope and reassurance at times of bereavement. They will have a resonance for those who have lost loved ones in recent weeks and months, whether or not to the virus. The comforting words, "Do not let your hearts be troubled," are spoken to the disciples who have good reason to have troubled hearts with all that lay ahead of them. They are words of comfort offered to all and can be a comfort in these unsettling times. When many are turning to mindfulness and meditation, this assures us we are safe in God's love. In verse 10, where Jesus says, "I am in the Father, and the Father is in me," we are invited to spend time in God's presence. For those who can find the space, our homes can become a place for spiritual retreat. When we can finally leave our homes, we can still carry this sense of God's presence with us wherever we go. For Jesus, time in God's presence as he went off on his own to pray was the source of all he said and did in the world. So we are reminded that the Father's presence is with us and his Holy Spirit lives in us as we reach out to others. This gospel passage concludes with a call which Christian Aid are encouraging this year, a call to prayer. Right in the middle of the Last Supper, Jesus encourages the disciples to ask him for anything, and he'll do it. In the face of unanswered prayer, this may seem hard to hear at this time. However, these are words Jesus wants his disciples to remember when he is no longer with them. He wants them and us to come to him with every cause, concern, and request. So we reach out in prayer, to pray in trust, like the psalmist, that our times are in God's hands, to pray for deliverance from hands that might harm us, including our own, and to bring everything to God in prayer through Jesus. Christian Aid thanks God for all in the past who have delivered and collected envelopes, for all the hands that have poured cups of tea and coffee, put up posters advertising events, and many more things besides. And of course, who've counted and returned the money collected. Thank God for the hands that have put love into action, have been good neighbours and counted no one as enemies, and who continue to work for the world's poorest, the most vulnerable in this crisis. Thank God and pray for the hands of all those working on the medical front line now to save lives. In the UK and around the world, and who bring healing and comfort. Thank God for hands stacking shelves and delivering groceries and post. We reach out by clasping our hands together in prayer for our neighbours and holding our hands open before God as we offer needs and concerns for their well-being and our own. As we wash our hands more carefully and more often, we can pray to God to hold in his care all those we have held hands with, carried and hugged until we can again. We can also pray for those we have never touched, but who have been reached with generous hands in our giving. This Friday, 15th of May, we are joining prayer as a church with the prayer wave across our country. Join in prayer from 9 to 9:30 a.m. and 4:30 to 5 p.m. Details will be coming around by email this week, but our thoughts today are the basis of our prayers for the UK and the world in this Christian Aid Week. Amen. Prayers of Lament and Intercession are read to us by Susan Bollen. There will be a pause after each section to bring our own prayers. While we pray with the words, It is suggested we pray with our hands open as a sign of offering our prayers to God and receiving from Him.
Let us pray. God, our refuge, we come to you with open hands, some of us with hearts full of questions, some of us bruised by bereavement, some of us fearful of what the future holds, all of us stunned by the events of this year. Draw close to us now in each of our homes as we place our honest questions and hopes into your open, resurrected, yet scarred hands. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
With the honesty of the psalmist, the wrestling questions of Job, and the lament of the prophets, we bring to you our questions or our silence. Hold before God those questions. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hear the cry of our hearts, Lord, silent and aloud, for bereaved neighbours, near and far. Comfort those pained by being absent, and hold close those who are hurting alone. Hold before God those known to you. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In this season of Easter, renew us with resurrection hope, that while weeping lingers in this night, joy will come with the morning. Hold before God those thoughts of joy of what you hope for the future. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
On this Christian Aid Week Sunday, we pray for and with communities across the world who are most vulnerable to the coronavirus. We pray for people living in refugee camps and city slums with limited sanitation facilities, who are unable to wash their hands regularly and have little opportunity to isolate from others. We pray for Christian Aid partners working to provide soap and buckets, communicating clear, accurate information, raising the voices of the most vulnerable, and ensuring they are kept as safe as possible. Hold refugees, those who live in poor conditions, and Christian Aid partners before God. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those of us who are self-isolating, which can sometimes feel like we aren't doing anything, remind us that we are all doing our part and saving lives by staying at home. Hold yourself before God. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for much wisdom and resources for those in local and national authority, for all frontline and key workers here in Britain, Ireland, and across the world. Hold them all before God. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As we have clapped to honour them, we clap our hands now in praise of your glorious creation, and with hope that the first shoots of another possible world are coming into view. God, in your mercy, hear all our prayers, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please join with me in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever.
Amen.
As we go and wash our hands again, may the presence of the Creator refresh us. May the comfort of the Son renew us. May the inspiration of the Spirit restore us to be love in action, even from a distance, in neighbourhoods near and far, this day and forevermore.
Amen.